And what are your memories of the patients during your training in 1954?
Oh, we had many very interesting patients. They came from all over the country because diabetic clinics in these days were few and far between. We had a lady who came down twice yearly from Thurso because she had family in Edinburgh, and she combined her visit to the clinic with a visit to the family. We had a lady that came up from Berwick-on-Tweed and was always most annoyed if it happened to be a public holiday and all the shops were shut. Otherwise, we had a wide spectrum of patients, wide age group. We had no children. The children went to the Sick Children's Hospital, which was just across the meadows from the from our hospital. And when they were ready to come to an adult clinic, there was a liaison between one of our staff and the sick kids. There was exceptions to all rules, and we had a lad that was only 14, but as he was 6 feet tall, we really didn't have the heart to send him to a children's hospital. So he was, in fact, admitted to the infirmary.
Were most of the people insulin dependent?
Well, all the younger age group were insulin dependent. There really was only diet alone or diet plus insulin. And the only insulins that were available at that time were soluble and protamin zinc. Those that were requiring insulin was usually admitted. And the rest were treated as outpatients.
How long were they admitted for?
Probably about a week. It depended on how long they took to settle down and how readily they understood what diabetes really meant and how they were able to control it themselves.